Once a year, every year, since the 1930s, at 4:30 a.m., radios all over Bengal play the same program. It's invoking the goddess Durga, marking the beginning of the mother of all our festivals, Durga Puja, when the goddess comes home with all her children in tow. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata, where it's Durga Puja week right now. Now in our suburban Kolkata home, we have a TV, no radio. The Mahalaya program came and went without stirring any of us awake. Durga Puja is not the same anymore. That's the refrain you hear everywhere. Too noisy, too crowded, too tacky. Journalist Chandray Chatterjee.
So you have all these modern Durgas made out of pots and pans and nails, just ridiculous.
Weeks before the five-day festival, roads are blocked as the bamboo scaffolding for the pandals, the temporary temples, is hammered into place. Photographer Chirudeep Chaudhary says,
you know, there are some wonderful pandals and stuff which you see, and as a photographer especially, because I was very keen to photograph, but it's very difficult to kind of photograph there because of the kind of advertising hoardings and stuff which are, you know, just plastered all over the place.
He usually spends his pujas at his ancestral home in Ahmadpur, 2 hours away. His book, A Village in Bengal, documents 12 years of almost unchanging Durga Puja there. No corporate competitions for the best pandal, no bumper sales, no Durgas who resemble Bollywood stars.
Because it's such a small little bubble, you know, and the family kind of holds on to the tradition kind of very doggedly.
Chirudeep's family has been doing this for 200 years. Chandrays started their own home puja 5 years ago, four families pooling their resources.
Everyone is doing something. We fight like mad because everyone has issues with everything. But the kind of bonhomie that comes out of it is incredible.
But it's a struggle to hold on to the family pujas these days. Chirudeep doubts his cousins feel the same pull towards Ahmadpur. Chandray says this year her sister will get married.
So yes, that's kind of something that we are worried about because, you don't know, my sister's leaving this year. So whether she'll be able to come back next pujo, I don't know. So one hand already down. And without manpower, you cannot do a Durga Puja. It's not something that you can outsource.
But just as the nostalgist in me wells over for traditions lost in the clamor of a commercial India, Niladri Chatterjee, academic, die-hard Durga Puja fan, and a devotee, reminds me that it wasn't that different even in the colonial days of zamindar landlords and British sahibs.
The Durga Puja becomes an excuse to wine and dine the British people so that more business can be acquired. Even in previous centuries, Durga Puja was very much about conspicuous consumption. It was very much about competition, in which sort of one zamindar family competed against another zamindar family as to whose puja is the loudest and most ostentatious.
I see the swarming crowds as choking the spirit of puja. But Niladri has a different take.
I see people dressed in sort of cheap new clothes, garish colors. That gives me a lot of inspiration because for me, it symbolizes the indomitable human spirit. There is almost a determination to have fun.
Even Kolkata, a faded dowager city, gets her groove back, says Chirudeep.
Calcutta generally just seems so lackluster otherwise. You know, everybody is grumbling, everybody is cribbing. All of that kind of disappears. There's this kind of this great positive energy which you see for about 5 days.
It is remarkable. And I don't have to save Durga Puja from the times. The goddess has 10 arms. She slays a mighty demon. She can take care of herself quite well. Happy Pujas. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata.